This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And, of course, the us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we bring things to the table as well. Chris, you've got a story that we'll get into here in just a moment about photography possibly maybe being considered a sign of terrorism, according to somebody at Homeland Security, maybe?
Well, they're always concerned.
Photography?
They're always concerned. They want to protect you, Heather.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, sometimes we need protection from the terrorists, right?
Or they just need like to make things up so that they can wind up claiming somebody as a terrorist.
Well,
the terrorists, like the ones the Russians warned us about back in, was it 2013?
Talking about Boston?
Yeah, Boston Marathon bombings.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw Russia in the news recently, and they're like, oh, Donald Trump's meeting with Russia. Ooh, and I was like, well, the Russians can't be that bad if they, like, reached out to America and were like, hey, just so you guys know, these two guys are, like, you know, radical terrorists, and they're coming to your country.
It really depends on the year, and it depends on who's president, too, because, I mean, we had some deals with Russia to sell them a bunch of uranium.
During which presidency?
That was during Obama. That was
Obama?
When Hillary probably was Secretary of State. Under it was... The deal was probably set up back then, but it didn't actually go through till the Obama years. And, yeah, you get these sorts of things. So,
did you watch that little thing with him and Putin?
No.
I thought it was funny that he did, like, a little eye roll, like, mid-press conference, like Putin did. Like, nobody else caught that. I was, like, looking at all the comments on, like, Fox and, like, all the things. Like, somebody else tell me they saw the eye roll.
Tell me, please.
Oh, I'm sure somebody out there watches Fox News. If you did.
It wasn't just Fox. It was that, like...
855, 450, free.
It was that scene where they're both in their chairs and they have the interpreter. And Donald Trump, like, would say something and someone would, like, spit it back in Russian.
Right.
But I heard Putin, like, speaks English.
I think I've heard him speak English. I think he's been on news shows at some point.
He's just playing like he doesn't.
I have no clue if he speaks English or not.
I know Netanyahu. Now that guy can speak some English.
He speaks English?
Netanyahu can speak English like most Americans can't speak English. But he was educated in the United States, so there you go.
Let's jump into this article here. Where's it from? And again, the claim is that Homeland Security is saying anybody with picture-taking devices is terrorist, maybe.
Well, I'm gonna file this under the old news, but a new story and a new spin, just because...
Well, the dateline on it is a week ago.
Right, but since the beginning of the whole, if you see something, say something thing, the Homeland Security at the state level, at the national level, through, you know, our Department of Homeland Security has been saying... Watch for any of these signs that someone may be a terrorist. And one of those has always included taking pictures.
And also having camping gear and basically anything.
Yeah, and we're going to dig that up. We're gonna dig up some wacky things that may make you suspect, may make you be suspected as being a terrorist. But this actually comes through us from a photography site called Petapixel. The title is Homeland Security says photography could be a sign of terrorism. Homeland Security is running a campaign to teach Americans how, quote, to recognize the signs of terrorism-related suspicious activity, unquote. And one of the signs to look out for is photography. Here's the alert the Department of Homeland Security tweeted on Monday. Know the signs. Photography/surveillance. Taking pictures or video or a prolonged interest in personnel, facilities, security features, or infrastructure is unusual or covert manner.
Right. So let's say that for some reason, Chris, you decide to go to Washington, D.C. I know that's not something that you typically would do.
I've been there often enough for a lifetime.
But, you know, like, there are a lot of interesting buildings.
Sure.
And maybe you decide that, you know, you're just really fascinated with buildings now. And so you're sitting there and you're looking at the buildings and you're taking pictures of all of these different buildings.
Yep.
That could be considered unusual.
Right. Or maybe
why is he taking a picture of every building here?
Or maybe I am an honest-to-God photographer, and I want to get the light just right.
I know. I went to D.C., I took pictures of all the buildings.
Of course you did. So, but I think
they were, like, super fancy, and, like, the architecture was, like, really interesting.
I just look at them and go, how much money did we pay to build that?
I mean, that wasn't as cool as, like, when I went to Europe. Like, the buildings there, like, they have way better taste than we do in America.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like we're pretty bland when it comes to being artistic.
Wow.
Yeah. That explains why all, like, the best art museums are over in, like, Europe.
You can love it or you can leave it. Yeah. Sounds to me like you just need to go back to Europe.
No, America just needs a little inspiration.
You need to go back to the Louvre, Ray.
The Louvre. I've been there. I went
the Louvre,
there.
The Louvre, Ray, because the see, Louvre. It's got the R-E at the end.
I went
gotta,
there.
We got to pronounce that.
I have to say, though, I wasn't really impressed by the Mona Lisa.
Wow.
Super ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
And that allegedly could be... who painted that? Michelangelo? No.
Well, the only
da
reason
Vinci,
that...
Da Vinci,
that,
I'm sorry.
Allegedly.
The only reason it's even popular is because it was stolen, and so it got, like, this, like, notoriety from being stolen and returned.
I think the look on her face says, I did something naughty. That's why I
you
like it.
You would think that.
I know.
You would think that.
That's just me.
So, that obviously was not a picture, but, you know, was Da Vinci a criminal? Who knows? Was he a terrorist? Would the DHS say that Da Vinci was a terrorist? Because he, you know, like,
if you're taking pictures of that painting, you might
time.
Be stealing it, right?
That's kinda he like looked at concept. Things for long amounts of time, and is that unusual?
Right. So, again, I started to say, if I were a professional photographer or a skilled amateur photographer, and I wanted to get just the exact right shot with, you know, the sun setting behind the Washington Monument or something like that, then I could see how that activity would look suspicious if I were sitting there, you know, with a camera, telephoto lens, you know, shot at a particular spot for a long period of time.
I wonder how many people
if you're just being suspicious, then you might look at that and go, I wonder what. So people will turn people in for this.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I wonder how many, like, people are actually in the Department of Homeland Security. Like, how many, like, exact number of people. That and, like, because is the FBI and them don't work together, correct?
Well, they're all supposed to work together through Homeland Security for issues of national security.
Department of Homeland Security has 229,000 employees.
What? Sure. I did not expect it. That's like a whole branch of the military. Like,
yes.
That's crazy.
And it,
wait a minute. 229,000?
Yes.
Look to see how many people are in the Army.
Oh, check the Marines, because I'll bet they're lower.
Marines?
Yeah.
You think the Marines is lower than the Army?
Yep. I know that.
Okay. So check the Marines, because I'm really curious to see, like, if the size of, like, Department of Homeland Security compares to that of, like, a military branch.
Yeah, so the total active branches, and this is just based on Wikipedia, I apologize, but hey, it's fast. The total active military, 1.347 million. United Army National Guard is 336,000. United States Army Reserve, 190,000 and change. U.S. Army Marine Corps Reserve, 38,000.
Plus 330,000 civilian personnel for the Army.
Yeah.
So there's more people in the Department of Homeland Security than there is in the Marine Corps?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the Marine Corps Reserves. But I do know that the Marines are a fairly small group. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. And
I mean, I think we should have a Department of Homeland Security, but that's... a lot of freaking people.
Well,
why?
Yeah, so Colleen and I were talking about that earlier today because we were talking about ICE, you know, immigration and customs enforcement. And it's like, you know, she's like, well, don't we need an ICE? I mean,
I think we do.
Couldn't we not have an ICE?
No, we didn't have an ICE until 16 years ago.
Right. There was never an ICE. There was never a Department of Homeland Security. These are all new inventions that have vastly expanded the size of your federal government.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever is on your mind. And just pulled up the number, 182,000 active Marines.
I was
so smaller than DHS.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about a story that came out a few days ago, and interesting thing, the dateline on the story is July 13th, but the tweet that the story is about is dated July 9th. I misread that as July 19th. I was like, wait, how'd they post a tweet today that wound up getting reported on 6 days ago?
With a time machine.
Am I somehow in a time machine? If so, we need to, you know, like, have a security camera figure out how I got abducted.
Right.
Luckily, in various parts of the LRN studios, there are security cameras, and they're Blink security cameras, which means that during specific times that Ian, who generally winds up, you know, I guess, having the electronic device that can, and no, Chris, that's not the security camera that you're messing with. That's just the webcam.
I'm just adjusting my webcam.
But the Blink security camera, there's a couple of different ways that these things can work. Either you can set it up to get notified whenever anything moves in front of the camera, or you can just take a look at it whenever you want to. So let's say you're going on vacation. Well, you would want to get notices all the time. Or if you are generally home during the day, you don't want to get notified that you walked into your own kitchen, so you can set a timer to where it doesn't show things moving in front of it when you're generally home. And these things are great. There's no wires, there's no contract, and there's no subscriptions. Here's the deal. You get three Blink security cameras for way less than what the other guys would charge, and you get an extra 15% off when you visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. One more time, blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. We'll get back into the story from Petapixel in just a moment. We've barely scratched the surface. But first, let's go to the Skype where we've got Riley calling in. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I actually wanted to comment on the idea of taking photographs as being a terrorist act.
Okay.
I know it's something I won't be doing a lot of because I don't take a lot of pictures. So are they going to accuse me of being a terrorist? I don't think so. But at the same time, there will be people out there who do take a lot of pictures, who do sightseeing, or who may be visiting a place for the first time and are taking a lot of pictures. So they're going to be taking a lot of pictures.
Right.
It sounds to me like we're engaging in this slippery slope where people are going to start being thought of as terrorists because they're taking a lot of pictures. And that's worrisome to me because it sounds like it's another erosion of liberty rather than a preservation of liberty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd agree completely. It's insane. And the idea that what these types of measures are going to do, and I have another list which covers all sorts of other activities that may be construed by the powers that be as potential terrorist activities.
So what is their proposal? Ban picture taking?
Well, no, they're just saying what they're doing is they are attempting to turn the nation into a nation of snitches. So when you look at the success of the East German Stasi, yep, or the KGB in the pre-fall of Russia during the old USSR days, their successes were based on people's willingness to turn in their neighbors.
Yep.
That was the thing. Yeah, you can create the biggest spy organization in the world, but until you get people to rat out their neighbors, to rat out their family members, to do things like that.
And have some really powerful IBM computers.
Right.
The Stasi had really powerful IBM computers.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, did IBM provide that under?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
I didn't
IBM
know where you were going with that.
Like,
doesn't
know,
like to talk about that.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some number crunching going on there. But that's the thing. And if you can do that, then you can really control a population. You can really get the intel that you're going to miss. Now, fortunately, today, the government doesn't have to worry because everyone uses social media and we just tell them everything we do. So that's, they got that going for them.
Yeah, right, and everybody has a phone, so it's like anything happens and there's like 5,000 pictures already on social media being tweeted all over the world.
Yeah.
can't
but
put
there's
that
also a lot of snitching going on. How many times over the last couple of weeks have we seen stories about somebody calling the cops because somebody had a barbecue, somebody right. was selling lemonade, some little girl was selling cookies, a couple of kids were giving out bottles of water.
Yeah.
Oh, there was the guy that called the cops because he got hard fouled at the YMCA or something.
I'm not opposed to calling the cops if I feel like somebody's actually done something wrong. But something like...
Yeah, I'm kind of mixed on it because I would rather there be voluntary services that I could contract with to provide my protection. I'd love for that to be a thing.
Sometimes I just don't feel like dealing with people. I'd be like, all right, cops can deal with it.
Well, the thing is there aren't those types of services available because the state claims a monopoly on them. Yeah. So if there were not a monopoly and, say, towns in New Hampshire could go out and contract with whoever they want, we'd probably pay a lower cost.
Yeah, but
we'd probably have a better service.
What if you were that poor individual, right, that couldn't, like, you know, afford to pay to arrest somebody that sexually assaulted you or something?
I hear you.
Then that just kind of creates a breeding ground for this for lower income people to become like a victim of of actual crimes like sexual assault, rapes, that kind of stuff. If they can't afford
afford the services,
if they can't afford the services, and that's why I don't mind paying taxes to go to prevent those kinds of things from.
But when these things are tried, there is 99% of the time, and I think any successful program would be, if you cannot afford it, we will cover the cost. Or you'll get a group of citizens that says, you know what, we're going to pitch in a little bit extra to provide services for all. Those are voluntary things. And this idea under a libertarian idea, apply it to anything, that it would just be cold, hard, and what kind of, do you think people would really want to pay you if you said, no, we're not going to go to poor people's houses?
Well, I voluntarily agree to pay a portion of my income in taxes for certain things. That doesn't mean that everything currently funded by taxes I support. So that's where I think it's important to, you know, condemn the things you don't support and support the things you do and explain why, you know?
Sure. So right now.
But for something like this, like, I absolutely 100% support the right of everybody living in the community to have protection under,
go ahead, keep going.
With, like, fire department, police departments, emergency personnel.
Right.
I think everyone should be able to call 911 and have somebody show up there.
That's where you lose me. So it,
what?
I think
people abuse it, though.
Well, they do, but I'm just saying that there's nothing in economics or nothing that says that that has to be a government-run operation. And I can tell you from a very small level up to very high levels, we are doing a story about how absurd and ridiculous things are happening in ICE, which is the largest law enforcement agency in the United States.
We can criticize the
but I can look at my local town too and go, there's some stupid stuff.
Like calling 911 and having access to something like that. So, like, I know someone personally, she's an older woman, and you know what? I will hold this story
now. You do.
But
we'll
talk about
it.
It's a really, really good one.
Because I got one.
She's from the Czech Republic.
Riley, not sure if you've got more. We're putting you on hold. We'll bring you back if
we didn't forget about you.
Yeah,
your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Call in with whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You know, USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed an executive order that will set the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain says this is a good deal all around for workers.
I think this is an excellent way to bring awareness to a much-needed area in terms of job training.
Congressman Jim Jordan spoke earlier this week with investigators from Ohio State University as part of the school's investigation into a team doctor's alleged sexual misconduct involving members of the wrestling team. Jordan, who was an assistant coach with the team, joined Fox News earlier today.
The interview, Bill, went. The interview was fine. We're not allowed to get into details of what was talked about. They're doing an investigation for the university. Look, I knew of no abuse, never heard of it, never had any reported to me. If I had, I'd have dealt with it.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today: the Dow Jones Industrial was down 134 points to close the day at 25,064. This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/street tread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have a Discord call-in line, but that means that you have to sign up for the Discord, and there'll be trolls over there. There are also some people that aren't trolls.
It's not all trolls on Discord.
I didn't say it's all trolls. I just said there are trolls.
I did use hyperbole.
There's an overwhelming high presence of trolls.
Small yet vocal minority, I will posit.
There are still some trolls on Discord,
just like there's trolls listening to the phone and trolls on our Facebook page and everything else.
Yeah.
Right. That's why you don't read the comments on the internet. But, Chris, you're one of the non-trolls that is on the Discord.
Yeah.
And it's basically, what, like a series of chat rooms and...
So you've got regular chat rooms where people type back and forth. You've actually got voice chat, which is really cool. There's like one or two cool people in there. Oh, wow, you're just judgmental. So, yeah, you can chat with other listeners, you can type back and forth, and occasionally you'll have one of the hosts, like myself, will pop in and we'll chat with you, too.
But discord.lrn.fm, that's discord.lrn.fm. But let's go back to the Skype, where, Riley, we promise we did not forget about you, even though it sounded like we may have. Right. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
I actually wanted to make a comment. Chris talked about in the last segment that governments have monopolies on services, and that's very true, especially when it comes to helping people, especially when it comes to helping people with disabilities.
True.
And people with disabilities, if they want to find work, they have to use government services rather than finding a service in the free market. So my question is, how do we get these sorts of services into the free market around governments interfering and creating problems?
So I love to see things that just sort of spring up organically. And I can't remember, I don't know if it was you, Riley, that had posted or somebody else, but the app called Be My Eyes. Are you familiar with this one, Daryl?
About it.
Yeah, you probably did. But it's a really cool app, and you can load it onto your Android phone. I'm assuming that who I'm talking to probably has decent eyesight. Well, not everybody has good eyesight. Some people are functionally blind. Some people are totally blind, and probably all sorts of spectrums in between. But what this app allows you to do is to log in, and if a blind person needs help, reading something or identifying something or saying which one of these sweaters is the blue one and which one is red, they can hold up the camera on their phone, show it to you, and you can answer them and say it's the one on the left is the red one. And then you can get into this big discussion about your left or my left or, you know.
But it is. Now I'm curious, you know, like what prevents somebody from being a troll and downloading the app and just like telling the blind person all the wrong answers.
Right, like walk in front of that bus and things like that. There's nothing. But there's also nothing that says that government agencies have to provide good quality service, otherwise they always would. So they don't. So I just love to see little things like that. And you know, this was just created by some people. You know, it wasn't created because there was, you know, a big government agency was tasked with creating an Android app to help blind people. The government never thought of that. And there are a lot of problems out there that we face that could be solved just by, they just do get solved. They get solved in the marketplace, and not all of them, and not as fast as you want.
Right, and, you know, sometimes there are you know, laws and regulations that have been put up to prevent a market solution.
Yeah, it happens
all the time.
One of the biggest,
and we've talked about it numerous times on this show, are people that have been arrested for providing food for homeless people.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody who is starving in some cities around the United States, people have gone to jail because they had the audacity to give a starving person food. It's insane. So what do you think, Riley? I mean, are there other things like that that I guess what my question would be is, do you have more faith in the marketplace to provide solutions for people that may have some certain disability, or do you just see that we need to get government out of the way so that that stuff can grow and bloom?
I have faith that it can be handled through the market. The problem is the government has provided a monopoly, so people have become lazy and saying, oh, well, there's a government service to help blind people get around a certain area or people with disabilities to do certain things.
Right.
Instead of saying, oh, well, maybe we could look up a service or create a service that provides what we need instead of having the government do it.
Right. Go ahead.
There's also an app that I want to mention that I mentioned on the show a while ago called KNFB Reader. All a blind person has to do is take a picture of printed text and will read the text, which is really cool.
That's very cool.
Nice.
So I got to ask you, do you use that app when you and I chat?
No, I actually, so I use an iPhone, and on my iPhone is software called VoiceOver that Apple has built into the system. It's a screen reading program that will read the screen speed, so when messages come back and forth, I can read the messages on my phone, I can respond to them, and it works that way.
That's slick. Yeah, and again, Apple wasn't, well, you know, that may be an area where Apple was required, or they faced some sanction if they didn't come up with something, but it's... The point is well taken that again, it was Apple engineers that came up with that.
Right.
Right.
It wasn't a bureaucrat sitting in Washington, D.C.
Riley, thank you for call.
You're
and thank you also for the work that you do on the Daily Digest, where Riley goes through every day at some point, listens to the entire 3 hours of Free Talk Live and then condenses it down to about the best 30 minutes. yep. of the show, and you can find that on the Free Talk Live feeds. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone. We've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, that was actually really amazing. I was wondering what it sounded like.
No, yeah, he also has his own podcast that he does called The Anarcho Agenda.
Yep, really good.
Okay, I'm going to have to see if I can find that on Google Play. Google Play is very selective about what they let on there.
Yeah, and I just, actually, since you mentioned Google Play, apparently Google is changing something over to Google Podcast, and that should just be, from what I read earlier today, it should just be aggregating everything that their computers are able to detect as a podcast.
Nice.
Oh, that'll be good. I'd certainly expand my podcast listening to...
Yeah.
There's an afternoon show, well, not afternoon show, but a afternoon show that is just, he's just become unlistenable because he does the same show every day.
Yeah, so what's on your mind, Matthew?
Coffee away.
So what's on your mind?
Okay. I was listening to Tuesday's show at work today, and they were talking about the Putin-Trump summit and how the news media, the war hawk Republicans, and the Democrats just exploded because he dumped all over, they say he dumped all over our intelligence agencies. And we must always believe our intelligence agencies. Yeah, right, uh-huh. Where's those weapons of mass destruction? But listening to the rest of the show, a mortified penguin calls in and says that, you know, there's all this cloud of stuff about Trump colluding with Russia and how Russia meddled with the election. And I'm still waiting for the secret evidence of Trump meddling with our election.
Right. Well, part of the evidence, because the FBI did put out a report, and part of what they claimed was Russian meddling in the election was RT America hosting a debate with Libertarian Party candidates and Green Party candidates.
How dare they? Don't they know?
How dare they let people know that there are options other than Republican and Democrat? Matthew, thank you for the call.
Everybody knows you only need two parties.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. All right, so we're getting ice cream. You only get to choose chocolate or vanilla. No butter pecan.
Chocolate, I'm good.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. It's a website you can go to and buy the things that you were going to buy from Amazon anyway, but it allows you to wind up saving money when you do it. I just took a look at my account last night. I have used Save at Purse 90 times so far and saved $831.
I have just got to say this. If you buy things at Amazon because you're too lazy to search the whole internet for your product, so you go to Amazon knowing you're going to get a great deal and you know you're going to get your free shipping or whatever the heck. Can you imagine getting those same things at prices lower than Amazon's price? It's right. Amazing. And
five,
I don't think people 10, get that.
15, 20% or more, you can get up to 33% off. But SaveAtPurse.com now, instead of only accepting Bitcoin, BTC, directly through the site, they're now also directly through the site without the need for Shapeshift integration. They're accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH. And that's what Bitcoin.com wants you to know, is that at SaveAtPurse.com, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH. That's SaveAtPurse.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know that you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH. So, Chris, going back to the story that we started the show on,
yep,
from Petapixel, which is apparently some photography website or something,
yep,
they've got a story about Homeland Security posting a tweet that says in part, protect your everyday. Know the signs of terrorism-related suspicious activity. Photography/surveillance. As if all photography is surveillance.
Right.
And then they go on to describe taking pictures or video, comma, or a prolonged interest in personnel, facilities, security features, or infrastructure in an unusual or covert manner.
Huh.
So they start off by just saying taking pictures or video.
Right.
And then they go on to describe sketchy behavior.
Right, right. So it's just insane. And we had talked a little bit about this, and this specific warning is a part of a larger new campaign called If You See Something, Say Something, which they've done before.
They've had that campaign for a long time.
Right, which aims to train citizens in spotting warning signs and reporting those things to the authorities. Here's a larger campaign infographic with all of the suspicious activity, of which photography is the second one listed. And I'm going to describe some of these to you. And we're just going to, I'm going to throw some out here, Darryl. I'll pick one, then you pick one.
Okay.
I'm going to say that acquisition of expertise. So basically that means you're learning. So I guess that could be anyone going to college or, you know, taking a class in something, or maybe they're learning how to drive a race car or drive a boat
or
drive an airplane.
Fly an airplane.
Right. Suddenly, that is now something that you, as a citizen, should report to the authorities.
One other one on here, since we just talked about airplanes, aviation activity.
Oh, like I'm flying a private plane?
Operating or interfering with the operation of an aircraft that poses a threat of harm to people and property.
Well, Darryl, no plane presents a harm to property until it's pointed at property. So,
right. And if you're in the air, I mean, how could you tell where a plane may or may not go?
Right.
The point is that, again...
Hold on. Here's another one, Chris.
Go ahead.
Weapons collection or storage?
Yeah, I've got a problem with that one.
Collection or discovery of... unusual amounts of weapons, including explosives, chemicals, or other destructive materials. All right, so chemicals. Every chemical in your kitchen, if combined together, will make some kind of nasty mixture.
Probably.
That will harm people.
Yeah.
You're a potential terrorist.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you should report your neighbors. You should report your family members.
Your next-door neighbor that's redoing their lawn, they also have fertilizer.
Here's another one.
And they have chemicals in their house.
Theft, loss, diversion. So basically, if you steal, that is a sign of potential terrorist activity. So, you know, God forbid.
That's a sign that you're a petty criminal.
Exactly. But would you... If some kid came into my store and shoplifted something, I'm not calling DHS.
Right. I'd kind of rather my neighbors have, like, a ton of weapons and stuff.
Right.
Make me feel a lot safer. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
When your neighbors are all locked and loaded, you really don't have much to worry about, you know?
I am that neighbor.
Misrepresentation.
Yes.
Presenting false information or... misusing documents to conceal possible illegal activity. Not using documents to conceal actual illegal activity, but using documents to conceal what might be.
Dude, terrorists aren't living in our neighborhoods. They're Americans that own firearms.
I think they're working for our government. The problem with all this is here's this big poster, which obviously is meant to be displayed in a place, you know.
Right.
And it says, recognize the signs of terrorism-related suspicious activity. And then it says, it has a little graphic, and it says, expressed or implicit threat, photography surveillance, theft, loss, diversion, testing or probing of security, aviation. Okay, if you're only looking at the headlines, you're going to look at this list and go, oh my God, 17 of my neighbors must be terrorists.
Right.
But unless you try to dig into it and understand the stupidity that they're trying to present here, it's just silly. And again, I don't believe this is about stopping terrorism. This is about the creation of a surveillance state.
I think to some degree there is, like, you know, something to be said about remaining vigilant, but I think they take it to a level where it infringes on our freedom. So I don't think that, you know, there's no risk of terrorism, you know, out there.
I agree.
Obviously, there is. I mean, exactly. We see with these mass shootings and the Boston Marathon bombing, 9/11, like, you know, there's sick people out there that do sick stuff.
Right.
I think on that list should be like when somebody that you don't recognize shows up out of nowhere or something, you know, like something out of the ordinary. But you know your neighbors. You know what your neighbors right. do.
The issue becomes when government gets involved and they decide that we have to give up some of our rights to be safe. And right. if it is the right to privacy, then we really do need to monitor your email and your phone calls. So that crosses the line from protecting me to taking away something that I possessed before there was a government, which are mm-hmm. my natural rights. That to me is the line. So, and I agree with you. I think it's insane that people sit here and go, there are no real terrorists. You know, that was all just made up and 9/11 didn't really happen and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
well,
those people.
Well, something really happened and something really happened in Boston. And there are undoubtedly people all over the world that wish to do Americans ill. And now I will argue that a lot of that comes from American foreign policy.
Right.
But neither here nor there, those people are out there.
It also comes from other governments brainwashing their own people in order to think Americans are, you know, worse than we are in order to, the same way.
What if we are worse than you think we are?
You know, I really don't think we do. Just because having grown up around the military, I think that, you know, we do go over to and, you know, occupy other countries and we go over there and we do stuff, but I don't think that American
hundreds.
Like, yeah, but I don't think our military are bad people, so I don't think we're going over there just senselessly, like, shooting up people like Nazis. Like, we don't do that.
Not what,
even if we occupy their country, I mean, you see pictures of our troops with kids in the communities, and yeah, there's bad apples.
Right.
Just like there are with law enforcement officers. But right. at the same time, I think I put the American military on a much higher level of respect than I do other, you know, the militaries of other countries, and I'd like to believe everybody does the right thing, but there are some pretty brutal, savage-type militaries out there.
What I'm saying is, where were you at with when you were stationed overseas? Your father was stationed overseas, is that correct?
Yeah, he's been deployed over 20 times.
Right. Where
Saudi
did you,
Arabia,
where did you
Turkey,
live?
Iceland. Oh, wait, where was he stationed?
I thought you lived with him overseas.
I never lived overseas. I lived in Hawaii at one point
okay.
because my daughter's father was stationed
that was
there.
But what I'm
my
saying is,
in
yeah,
Japan,
what I'm saying is,
there.
Right, so case in point, Okinawa had a pretty much a rash of rapes occurring from U.S. servicemen. Now,
yeah,
I'm not saying that...
A handful of bad apples.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.